Thank you very much to both speakers. They remind us that even if the problems are particularly intense in the real estate environment of Moscow, that there is an extraordinary heritage of which, in a certain sense, I suppose, Leningrad just represents, or St. Petersburg now, another portion of the tip of the iceberg. I think when you go upstairs or when you page through the extraordinary photographs in the publication Lost Vanguard, you realize that this is a continent-wide phenomenon. One of the things that Richard Pear's inventory and journey has shown us is a much broader spread, and of course with the dissolution of the Soviet Union, as much as we try now to, in this afternoon, to struggle from the Western perspective to understand the actual legal and economic situations of these monuments of international significance. We also have a situation where the former Soviet Union has been splintered into numerous countries, so there are numerous legal regimes, and we're only today really speaking of the Russian situation, not also the Ukrainian situation, the situation in Azerbaijan, and so on and so forth. But I'm particularly grateful to our colleagues from St. Petersburg that they reminded us that this is not confined to one metropolis. I just want to very briefly introduce people who are now going to speak as taking short points of view and what we might say more from the terrain, activists and documenters, and also then respondents to the proceedings of the whole day before we invite a group to come up to form a roundtable. First, I'll just introduce the next two speakers, Clementine Cecil, who has been, as far as I understand, shuttling back and forth between Moscow and London. She has is a specialist in Russian culture, but has acted as a journalist and also as the founder of the extremely important pressure group, something I think that in itself, I'm sure she'll talk about this, is really a phenomenon of the post-Soviet world and is something that we know in the West that is so tremendously important as a the sorts of pressure groups that get things done. Preservation is an activity that renews itself every morning, essentially, and that seems to be also Clementine's case, and she was not only a founder of the Moscow Architectural Preservation Society, but has published some extremely important volumes that help to make the world aware of the scope of this situation. And then David Sarkeesian will speak directly after her, and he is, of course, at the Nerve Center as the director of the Shushev Museum of Architecture, and as we've also heard, someone who is working now closely with the Russian Avant-Garde Foundation, which stands at the threshold to preserve some of the most important imperiled monuments that we have seen over and over again today. So I want to hand over the podium to the two of them, who will speak for just a few moments, and then we will turn to responses and evaluations of the entire day. Thank you.